KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, an earthquake that lasted more than 30 seconds rocked the mother lode just before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. At the KVGC studios on Main Street in Jackson, the building began to shake, but no items fell off the shelves or walls. Then the calls came flooding into the studio with reports of the quake being felt in both Amador and Calaveras counties, from Arnold to Ione, Plymouth, Buena Vista, and even a call from Galt. Reports from the U.S. Geological Survey show that the 5.9 magnitude earthquake was centered in the Walker-Colville area of California, west of Highway 395. Initial reports had placed the quake in Smith Valley, Nevada. Aftershocks continued throughout the evening and early morning, ranging between 3.1 and 4.2 in magnitude. Highway 395 was closed in the Walker-Colville area to the Nevada state line for a time yesterday due to a rock slide caused by the earthquake.
Well, the California Independent System Operator, CAISO, issued a statewide flex alert for today, citing extreme temps across much of California and a potential capacity shortfall on the state's electric grid. As a result, customers are asked to voluntarily conserve electricity from 4 in the evening until 9 in the evening. This will help ease the strain on the grid during the crucial evening hours when solar energy is diminished or no longer available. In the hours before a flex alert takes effect, consumers are encouraged to take steps to help the state manage energy use later in the day. These steps can also help people be more comfortable in cutting back on their electricity usage. Pre-cool your home by lowering the thermostat. If you need to use major appliances, do it earlier in the day when solar energy is abundant. Close window coverings, keep your home or apartment cool. Take advantage of the solar energy to charge electronic devices and electric vehicles, so there's no need to do it later when solar is not available.
And the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning beginning today through Monday. Temperatures are expected to be well in excess of 100 degrees. We're expecting 108 today here in Jackson. And there are cooling centers that have been set up. Ione Fire Station number 2, they're located on Preston Avenue in Ione from 12 to 8. The Amador County Government facilities, various offices will be open. You can sit in the lobbies between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And the Amador Senior Center will host a cooling center today and Monday from 12:30 to 5.
And speaking of cooling centers, in Calaveras County, the San Andreas Library will be open as a cooling center. The library will be open as a cooling center today through Monday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now just show up, but you must wear a face mask. Face masks are required to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But again, it's going to be nice and cool and comfortable inside in the air conditioning. Masks shouldn't be an issue. Call 754-6465 for more information on that. Now, another nice feature here, Calaveras Connect, providing free rides to the cooling center, with special services being offered on Saturday and Sunday. If you'd like to reserve a ride, call 754-4450. Again, that's the San Andreas Library off Gold Hunter Road.
And the Plymouth City Council talked about water issues and rate hikes, but not before the town's mayor stormed out of the meeting last night. During the public forum at the start of the meeting, Mayor Keith White grew angry about comments made about posting on social media. He left the room and did not return. Vice Mayor Peter Amoruso conducted the rest of the meeting. The council received a report on the proposed water rate adjustment by the water agency. Plymouth is a wholesale water customer, buying in bulk from AWA, then delivering the water to individual paying customers. If AWA raises its rates, Plymouth would be forced to pass the cost on to residents. The council also approved receipt of a $250,000 grant from the state of California for the design phase of a project that will connect a new water main line from the city to the county fairgrounds. The new line will provide the water pressure for the fairgrounds to implement various safety improvements, such as improved fire hydrants and sprinklers in buildings. Once the project is fully designed and engineered, it will return to the city for construction bidding.
Well, Governor Newsom has requested a voluntary 15% cutback on water usage throughout the state. This request comes in the hope that the state could avoid future mandatory restrictions. The state of California reservoirs already in dire shape. Newsom added 9 additional counties to an emergency drought proclamation that now covers 50 of the state's 58 counties and 42% of the state's population. Both Amador and Calaveras fall within the extreme drought category. This means livestock need expensive supplemental feed. Fire season lasts year-round, water becoming inadequate for ag and wildlife. Reservoirs extremely low, hydropower is restricted. Oh, the most recently added counties are Inyo, Marin, Mono, Monterey, San Luis Obispo, San Mateo, Santa Barbara, Santa Clara, and Santa Cruz.
And there will be a couple of pop-up vaccination clinics in Calaveras County today. The Resource Connection on George Reed Drive from 9:30 to 11 in San Andreas, and in Angels Camp at Utica Park at the Farmers Market this evening from 5 to 8:30. Then again tomorrow at the Arnold Library from 9 to 5, and on Sunday at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in San Andreas from 9 to noon, and on Sunday at Calaveras Consolidated Fire on Jenny Lind Road from 3 to 7. Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is available to those 18 years and older who live or work in Calaveras County, and the Pfizer vaccine is available to those 12 and up. Be sure to bring a form of documentation with your name and birth date. You can register online, but you can also just walk in and get vaccinated against COVID-19.
And after a long COVID lockdown, the Amador Central Railroad, again, offering rides to the public. The first runs begin this Saturday at Lane Station on Highway 104, halfway between 88 and Ione. Rides will be offered the second Saturday every month through October, weather permitting. Tickets go on sale the day of the rides, 9 a.m. at Lane Station. Now, there are no pre-sale or pre-reservations at this time. Or pre-sale or reservation. First come, first serve. Now there's 3 runs a day, 10 a.m., noon, and 2. Price still just $10 per seat for a 6-mile round trip. The total trip lasts about an hour. Now if the day is close to triple-digit temperature-wise, the group will only do the early runs at 10 and noon. Children must be at least 5 years of age to ride. No smoking or drinking alcohol on railroad property. For more information, visit Amador Central Railroad.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.